there's this continuum I talk about. And on the far left side is guessing. After guessing becomes copying. After copying simply becomes complying, complying with what the experts have told you. And then there's customization. Mm. And this is where we should be living. This is where we should be playing if we want to see the outcomes that we're desiring.
You're the most decorated racquetball player in U.S. history. World's strongest man. From childhood passion to professional athlete. Eight-time Ironman champion. So what was it like making your debut in the NHL? What is your biggest piece of advice for the next generation of athletes? From underdogs to national champions. This is the Athletes Podcast, where high-performance individuals share their triumphs, defeats, and life lessons to educate, entertain, and inspire the next generation of athletes. Here we go.
Congratulations. You just made the best decision of your day. You want to know why? Today, you get to hear from Justin Rothling-Schofer. He's a former NHL performance coach, now the founder of Own It, Own It System, and the co-founder and director of Hockey Performance at the Hockey Summit. If you were following along on our Instagram, you were able to see us work out with Justin. We were fortunate enough to join him for a workout down in Miami. We were able to learn some of the wisdom, nuggets of information, and pieces of advice that he drops during this conversation in person and put them into action. Can't thank him enough for sharing his time, sharing his backyard, and the insights. Justin's reason for working in the fitness, health, and wellness space comes from a personal need, and he drops just a ton during this episode. It's the second time he's been on the show. I want to thank him for coming on, you for clicking on this episode and listening, tuning into the Athletes Podcast. If you're not familiar, or if this is the first time you're watching, we do have this athlete agreement thing where you just have to hit the subscribe button for watching. Super simple process, but it's not free anymore. You know what else isn't free? Being able to sponsor the Athletes Podcast. That's why we're powered by Perfect Sports, the best supplements on the market. During the episode, you'll hear a bit about some of the supplementation that Justin uses, the customization that he does at Own It, and how sometimes just taking vitamin D might not be the actual key to getting it all absorbed into your body properly. Nonetheless, this is the 220th episode of the Athletes Podcast. I want to sincerely thank you for tuning in, being a part of this journey. We're 4.5 years in, and I can't thank you enough for being along for the ride. I just celebrated my birthday this past week, and all I ask is that you share this with one athlete, individual, human being who you think it will help perform better, live a healthier, more active lifestyle. That's the only birthday present that I'm looking for. I appreciate you for tuning in. This is the 220th episode of the Athletes Podcast featuring Justin Rothling-Schofer. Here we go. What a workout this morning, dude. Thank you for taking us through that first off. This is the second time we're going to feature you on the Athletes Podcast, probably someone who we could chat with weekly with the amount of knowledge, wisdom you have. Where do you want to start? What was that workout like? Give Evan and I a rating out of 10 on how we did, because we both puked.
Well, I mean, do you want performance rating or an effort rating?
Both, all of the above, man.
I mean, I'm an honest guy.
Yeah.
I'm an honest guy. So I'm going to give you guys I'm going to give you both an 8.5, 9 on an effort scale. And I'll give you around like a 5.5, 6 on a little performance scale.
That's fair. That's accurate. I'd say given our performance. I mean, I caught up to you on that second 200 though.
Yes, you did.
That was the only one I blew out though. That ruined me for the rest of it. And I think you knew that.
I literally, as you blew by me, I said in my mind, it's like that. I can't remember who sings the song, but it's a country song. You're as good one time as you were any time, but it's, can you repeat that over the course of multiple reps and sets? And we just didn't see that from you.
I was not fueled at my best. I was on slightly short sleep. It was kind of one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today is like, you do a ton of traveling. Obviously we've been on the road the past 2 years with the pod, featured you a couple of years ago on it. How the heck are you supposed to train, perform, stay at the top of your game when you are traveling, getting on and off flights? Maybe you don't have access to the proper food, nutrition. Obviously, with Own It, you do this on a daily basis.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think there's going to be a lot of people that throw all the magic tools to you. And I could sit here and say, you have to do this, 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 and this. But quite frankly, it would be me making it up because I don't know what you need. I don't know what Evan needs. I don't know what anybody else needs. I just know what I need because I have data that drives my direction, data that drives my decisions. And so that's that. And when we think about what Own It does and how we operate, that's literally how we build N of One solutions. That's what this, that's what the secret code really is you can no longer do what everybody else is doing. You have to do what you need to do, because there's this continuum I talk about. And on the far left side is guessing. After guessing becomes copying. After copying simply becomes complying, complying with what the experts have told you. And then there's customization. Mm. And this is where we should be living. This is where we should be playing if we want to see the outcomes that we're desiring. So if I come back to, okay, what should I be doing on the road? Well, it's not just what you need to do on the road. It's how, what do you do leading up to that? So we need to understand that stressors that we're under, constant stressors, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, real, perceived, positive, negative, past, present, or future, the body doesn't know the difference between any of those stressors. Mm. Stressors will create deficiencies. Deficiencies of vitamins, minerals, and amino acids in the body. Mm-hmm. Deficiencies create symptoms. Symptoms that you guys were experiencing this morning. Fatigue, inability to sleep, maybe some body aches, body pains, inability to recover. Mm-hmm. All symptoms that were like, oh, that's just travel. Oh, that's what getting older feels like. Oh, that's what being an entrepreneur and a businessman feels like. All lies, because if we actually look back on it, there's deficiencies going on internally that we have to ultimately change. Mm. And that's just what we've become so great at for athletes and entrepreneurs and business people around the country, is getting cellular testing done, understanding where the cellular deficiencies are, creating a custom formulated supplement that's built for you to reverse cellular deficiency, and then using heart rate variability as our guide to habits and behaviors. Are we moving in a positive direction of stress adaptation? Or are we moving in a negative direction of stress adaptation, and then customizing behaviors?
Right.
And so coming back to, okay, how do you do this on the road? Well, first off, we have to mitigate cellular deficiencies far before we even go on the road. We have to be aware of what these are. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, when we go on the road, we have to have a framework for you as to what does this look like. Okay, how do we stay on the Pacific time zone? Mm-hmm. How do we ultimately allow ourselves to switch over, because we're here for what I call more than 48 hours. If you're more than 48 hours, you want to try to switch to the time zone that you're going to. Okay. If you're there for less than 48 hours, we want to stay on the time zone in which we originated. Okay. How are we going to eat? What does our eating routine look like? Well, when we're going to a new place, we want to try to not eat when we would typically be sleeping back in our native time zone.
Yeah.
Because again, that's going to change the circadian rhythm, the nervous system, the way our body's digesting food, because there's 400 times more melatonin in our gut than's produced by the pineal gland in our brain. So that will again keep us well. But again, it all comes back to these personalized solutions that is going to do something specifically for David that just wouldn't work for me simply because I know my data, and data has to drive decisions.
Super interesting for a couple different reasons. You know, I've been rocking the Whoop. Yeah. So I am analyzing my data, probably not to the same degree that you are and your team is. Evan just signed up for Brian Johnson's Blueprint. I don't know if you're familiar with what he's been doing. So they have 5,000 individuals that are taking part in that, I believe. That is kind of a combination of a customized yet... still, maybe it seems like you got a different opinion. Let's get into it.
So here's the funny thing, right? Is so Brian Johnson has lived on the far right side, which I go back to this continuum of truly being able to customize for himself. Here's the major problem I have with what Brian Johnson is doing now for everybody else. He's having everybody else sit down here in the copying space. So Evan's going to go through this, and he's going to invest all this money, invest all this time, invest all this energy, and he's doing the blueprint that was created
for Brian,
Brian Johnson. But we know that Evan is not Brian Johnson. Mm-hmm. So we have to, so ultimately, you're paying all this money, you're doing all these things, you're stepping out and saying, hey, I'm going to start to really optimize my health, but you're really not optimizing your health. You're trying to better your health with the optimization plan that Brian Johnson used for Brian Johnson. Mm-hmm. So we need to get so focused on what you need so that we can help you understand your information, your data, your numbers, so that literally it would be very simple to do the same level of customization that Brian Johnson did for himself, but just do it for you.
Yeah.
It's a cellular test, a cellular panel.
Which you did, right? Yeah. You got one blood panel done.
Okay.
Different.
I love that you just said this because 99% of blood testing, the blood testing that you're going to get from your doctor, from 10X Health, from Inside Tracker, from Get Blokes, from your medical professional, is a serum panel. Blood serum panel.
Okay.
So what you're going to look at, it's usually called a complete metabolic panel, a complete blood count, mm-hmm. or a complete lipid profile. One of these three, maybe a combination of all of these.
Okay.
When you look at what comes in blood, it's blood serum, mm-hmm. it's water, and it's blood cells. What we typically look at is the serum.
Okay.
Or the plasma.
Right.
What happens and what floats through the plasma doesn't necessarily get into the cell to be utilized.
Okay.
So you can be high in vitamin A, high in vitamin D, high in vitamin C, high in vitamin K, high in iron in the plasma and the serum, but you don't have the cofactors or the enzymes to bring it into the cell in a usable form. I see this every single day with people. You're sitting here with cellular deficiency. I'm sitting here with cellular deficiency. You're sitting there with cellular deficiency. We all have some type of cellular deficiency. The downside is that a lot of us have it for so long that our body eventually breaks.
Yeah.
And so the testing that we're doing is not actually truly preventable. It's just looking for what's broken. But you're not broken. Evan's not broken. I'm not broken. So they're going to look at that and go, oh, your health is actually really great. But it's not being preventable because all we're looking for is what's already broken.
Yeah, it's proactive versus reactive.
But we're saying blood testing is being proactive, but actually it's just proactivity disguised as reactivity.
Yeah.
Because we're just looking for what prescription to give, what solution to give. And so I'll go back to this, what I was saying previously, is you could have all of these levels that are high, but then all of a sudden we do a cellular panel and you've got 14 cellular deficiencies. You have high vitamin C in the serum, but you're low in vitamin C in the cell. You're high in vitamin D in the serum, but you're low in vitamin D in the cell. Simply because you don't have the ability to pull it from the serum to the cell to be an available form for the body to utilize.
So what pulls it?
Different cofactors,
okay.
Different enzymes, different vitamins, different minerals in their interactions.
Okay.
But they don't have that ability. And so that's why you're going to be I see this all the time. People are on multivitamins. People are on vitamin D.
Yeah,
people are on B complexes. But they're like, I still have brain fog. I still have energy issues. I'm still not recovering as quickly. I still get sick regularly. I still get run down. And when we go and we run the cellular panels, they've got 5, 6, 7, 8 major cellular deficiencies that they just had no idea about because they were testing the wrong thing.
So blood panel is here on like the reactive cellular panel up here for as far as the value.
Cellular testing.
100%. Cellular testing. Okay. Yeah. That's good to know. You mentioned people like taking crushing multivitamins, all these not knowing what their deficiency actually are. So we should start with a cellular panel test. That's off the hop. Is that available? You mentioned like Blokes, 10X Health, 10X Gary.
They are all running blood serum paneling.
Okay.
As far as I know, we are one of the only companies that run this.
Okay.
And for us, like, and David, when I talk to you about this, like, this is truly our heart. This is why we got into this.
Yeah.
Our mission is to redeem the health of the world through education, equipping, and empowering people to take ownership of their own health in a personalized way.
Yeah.
N of one is the only option. We've accepted normal to be the generalized approach, even though we're told it's personalized. And the reason we're told it's personalized is because they're buzzwords. But nobody's ever gone to the degree of which it takes work. It takes time. It takes systems. It takes processes to be able to scale that, because scaling personalization is hard.
Yeah.
And that's what we've done. Being able to actually make it so that it's affordable is hard. And that's what we've done.
Yeah.
And being able to do all of this comes from where our mission is to redeem the health of the world and take the number one leading cause of death in the United States and Canada. Do you know what it is?
No. Obesity?
Chronic illness. Mm. Chronic illness is the number one leading cause of death in the United States and and Canada at 71%. 71% of deaths are from chronic illness. Of those deaths, 94% of those are preventable through personalized behavior and habit change.
Wow.
But we only know personalized behavior and habit change off of data. So our mission is to take that 71% death rate and drop it below 50% by the year 2030. And the way we do that is by educating, equipping, and empowering people to take ownership of their health in a personalized way, by getting them to know their cellular deficiency number,
mm-hmm.
by getting them custom formulated supplementation, something just built for them that gets redone, reformulated every quarter or every 6 months as we get our retesting done. Being able to take heart rate variability and understand raw HRV. Mm-hmm. What habits are you engaging in, and what is the outcome that's ultimately happening? Are we improving our stress capacity, or are we reversing and not adapting as well?
Mm. Does this stem from your work in the NHL, or what's the,
yeah,
like, because obviously people can tell you're passionate about this subject.
I'm super passionate.
We're sweating here just talking, but
the sun's beating and I'm sweating and I'm passionate. I'm going to start dripping here
soon. It's good.
It's just like on the track.
Yeah. It's called the athletes podcast for a reason. We got to get after it. And I think like we see it constantly on social media where it's like, okay, get your blood panel done. Yep. You're good, right? You're going to be, but N4 sounds like the way you're describing it, as you're the only ones doing this deep of research and knowledge and wisdom and expertise. What is it going to cost compared to these other things? Because that's where my mind goes. And you're talking about customization, but that's where the scale comes in.
Yeah. So I love this question. I'll go back to the concept of why are people only looking at blood serum? Number one, it's easily available.
Mm-hmm. I got one done with Callum Cowan a couple of years ago, who, to his credit, it was phenomenal. And they did say a similar quote. It's like, you don't know how good you're supposed to feel until you get to that point.
Yeah. And people will say that, and people go that way, but they're still not going to the level in which can actually get you to that place.
Mm.
And so blood serum testing is available everywhere. The cost to run a blood serum panel is anywhere between $11 and $27. But they're not charging you $11 to $27.
$100.
They're probably charging you $200 or $300 to get that run.
Ugh.
Then it's because blood serum testing is easily done at LabQuest, at LabCorp, at your local blood drawing place, mm-hmm. where you probably have to go and pay $50, $60, $70, $80, $100 to get the blood draw done. That doesn't come out of the company's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So their margin is now larger, right? Their cost, let's call it $24 for the blood serum panel. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to pay for the blood draw. And
double dipping.
Exactly. And now their margin, let's call it, is 80%.
At least.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then they're going to charge you for supplementation. And that supplementation is not personalized. It's whatever they built, whatever they've got an affiliation, they've probably got an affiliation with a company that they're sending you to, that they're getting some money on the back end, or maybe they're white labeling something, but it's still a general product that they're saying, oh, this is what you need as a customized way. But again, we know that just giving you B12 because you're deficient in B12 doesn't mean it gets into the cell. So debunking all of that, now coming over and looking at cellular testing. Cellular testing is, you can't go to a LabQuest, a LabCorp, mm-hmm. a local place to get it done. We have a mobile phlebotomy team of 3.5 million nurses that go to your home, go to your office, go to your boat, go to your plane, wherever you are, mm-hmm. get that drawn, get that done. What then happens is, so they'll actually draw your blood, they'll send it away, and then we will actually sit and debrief you on what's there, and then we will custom formulate, custom build a product for you. Cost-wise, $500. Is what it costs to come through with us.
Mm-hmm.
$500 when you think about it, you're paying
at least that for the blood panel.
You're paying at least that for the panel plus what you're paying to get the blood done. Mm-hmm. And then what did you pay for your supplementation that you did?
It's probably a couple $100 also on that at least.
Yeah. And so for us, for our custom supplementation, it's $229 a month.
Wow.
Something built for you, reformulated every quarter. The reason we're able to do that pricing is because remember I told you what our mission was?
Yeah, empower.
Redeem the health of the world. And the only way you do that is if you ultimately are able to mitigate costs. Mm. This costs more than that for us to do.
Yeah.
But what we've been able to do is we are as close. We are the only coaching, testing, and custom supplementation company in the world that is able to accept HSA and FSA dollars. So health savings accounts.
Wow.
And flex spending accounts in order to do this. It's as close to insurance dollars as you're going to get for mm-hmm. something where insurance doesn't pay for anything, especially down here in the US.
Yeah. And that's something that I'm like, because I just hate seeing people unhealthy, honestly. And that's one of the reasons why I started this 4.5 years ago. I'm like, hey, I wish I had access to conversations like this as a 15, 16, 17 year old kid being like, yo, I'd love to play in the NHL or PGA Tour. Obviously, that didn't happen, but I'm still talking to people that are in those realms. And at the end of the day, if we don't help others do that, then what are we doing, right?
Totally.
Then we're just helping ourselves, sitting in there, working out, feeling great, looking great, and not supporting the next gen. So, okay, $500 for the pull, $220 for the custom supplements. And then how do you deal with all the other quote-unquote snake oil salesmen in the business? Because if you're going this depth and then you see 99% of the world dealing with all of these other issues, spending the same amounts of money, not getting the results.
Yeah.
What do the haters say to you? Or like, what's your kind of like, how do you balance it?
So the, it's a unique question because again, about a couple years ago, I used to just get on all the charlatans and on all the snake oilsmen and just downplay it. But here's the thing, at the end of the day, when I lean into what my truth is, I know that this is a God-given mission for me.
Mm.
I know that I've gotten certain downloads and I'm speaking truth. And it just is so in alignment with who I am. It's in such an alignment with what my mission is. Those people are basically our best salespeople.
Mm.
And here's why. Because you're going to go through that process and you're going to come out on the other end no different. People want to feel different. My new book that comes out in April, it's called The Power of Ownership, Redeem Your Health, Live Life by Design, and Break the Relentless Pursuit of Normal. I put against each other the dichotomy of normal and different.
Mm.
What is normal in this world? It's normal to feel tired. It's normal to feel anxiety. It's normal to have weight gain. It's unexplained. It's normal to have brain fog. It's normal to have low energy. It's normal to not sleep well. But what does it look like to live differently? Energetic, mentally clear, being able to function at a high level, sleep deeply. Like, what does it look like to get there? And N of one personalization is the only way there. So when you've now paid all this money and you've gone through it, your customer experience hasn't been great. Your outcomes, you really can't tell if there's a difference.
Mm.
You're on all these supplements and you still get sick 2 or 3 times a year. You're on all these supplements and you still don't have the mental clarity that you're desiring. That's not normal.
Mm.
It's not normal. But that's the outcomes because you're playing a game of generalities.
Mm.
You're not playing a game of specificity. You're not playing a game of customization. You're not playing the N of one solution. And so for me, it's continuing to speak the truth. It's continuing to be humble. It's continuing to educate people and get the knowledge out there and being so bullish on this.
Mm.
And ultimately what happens is I don't like to tell people I'm better. I don't like to say that we're better. I like to show people that we're different.
Like, come meet me at the track at 6 a.m.
Just show people that you're different. Show people that your outcomes are different. We have thousands of case studies showing people who had diabetes that are no longer diabetics. People that had high cholesterol and brain fog that was debilitating no longer suffer from any of those. People who have been struggling with getting great night's sleeps for 3, 4, 5, 6 years now sleep great. And it's not because that's what we solve for. It's because we solve for the cellular deficiencies that are occurring that are causing these outcomes.
Mm.
We just simply reverse engineer it. And the way that I'm so passionate about this, the reason I'm so passionate about this is when I first stepped into the NHL, We had all of this data on all of these guys, mm-hmm. but none of it was being used. It was everybody trained the same. Everybody supplemented the same. Everybody recovered the same. Everybody traveled the same.
Here's 30 guys. Let's all do the same thing.
But we wondered why. We wondered why we got sick at the same time. We had the same injury rates as every other team. The energy levels weren't able to be maintained all year. We had ups and then downs, and we had ebbs and we had flows because you weren't personalizing it for these guys. Mm. And so that was the thing that I did, as I brought personalization and customization to the league. And was it hard? Yes, because you got pushback. But guess what? You had to work harder. It was more hours. It was more time. It was more intention. And yes, it was harder. It was one guy customizing it 30 times rather than me. Even you could break it up, goalies, forwards, and defensemen, customizing it 3 times. We customized it now 30 times. And then you've got guys coming up from the minors. And then you're looking after the minors that way. So it then jumped to 60 guys. And so, yes, it became hard, but it was worth it because the outcomes were better. Mm-hmm. Now, I say that. I got excited to see the outcomes in the guys. But here's the thing. And here's where it became personal for me. In 2019, I started to suffer from debilitating brain fog. Energy that I couldn't figure out why I wasn't as energetic as I have been before. I wondered why I wasn't sleeping as well as I was before. I wondered why I just was like fatigued all the time and my body wouldn't recover. 29 years old.
Yeah.
I went to all the doctors. We ran all the tests. You're healthy. You're the picture of health. You've got six-pack abs. You're competing in world championships and high rocks and CrossFit and doing all these things. You're literally what we would want everybody to look like. But I knew I wasn't right. I knew there was something wrong. Mm. I went to the functional medicine specialist. They did all the tests. They gave me the supplement protocols, the ones they give to everybody else when it came to the similar symptoms.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing changed. A year later, David, a year later, I'm literally down to only eating soups and smoothies because that's the only thing that wouldn't cause bloating. That's the only thing that wouldn't cause debilitating headaches. That's the only thing that wouldn't like just cause me to wreck my day. And I went and got a colonoscopy and an endoscopy. They found four polyps the size of my thumb.
Whoa!
And an ulcer the size of a quarter, all precancerous. All precancerous. And the doctor said to me, he said, man, if you hadn't come in and you just went on this way, you wouldn't have seen your 35th birthday.
I had no idea.
And I'm now 36. So I wouldn't be here today had I just accepted normal. Which, again, at that point, I realized this N of one solution, this customized solution, understanding our bodies, it's not an athlete problem I'm solving. It's a human problem.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so passionate about this, is getting the information out there, educating people on this, helping them understand, because you're already wanting to do the steps. Mm-hmm. You're already going into it. But it's like going and buying a shovel to do the job, but you went – like you need, maybe you need to dig a hole.
You got a spoon.
I was even going to say you got a plastic shovel.
Yeah.
Rather than actually getting a really good shovel. Mm. It's not going to do the job. It's not going to get you where you want to go. You're putting the effort in, mm-hmm. but you're looking in all the wrong places because you're just doing what everybody else tells you is normal. But when you look at who's telling you what's normal, it's the people that are making the money off of it. It's the people who that are having heavy profit margins off of it. It's the people who are getting affiliate dollars behind the scenes off of it. It's not because it's been built for you. Mm-hmm. It's not because they've been willing to do the work for you. It's not because they've been willing to truly customize it for you. It's not because they truly care about you. It's because it's what is accepted.
Sounds like it shouldn't be accepted anymore. And if you're listening to this, it's at least worth checking out to do your research, dive into your data. Creatine should be taken by everyone, right? Okay, so a lot of people ask about supplements and the stuff that we use. I figured I'd just break down my supplement stack during this sponsored ad for Perfect Sports. I use their protein, the Diesel Whey Isolate. It is the best on the market, New Zealand whey. My favorite flavor here is the Canadian maple. It is so damn good. I can't tell you. It's insane. When I need to get a little fired up during the day, I take some Altered State pre-workout. It's the best on the market. There's three different types of caffeine. Obviously, it's increasing blood flow, but one of the best parts is the nootropics aspect that they add to their recipe. It's the best pre-workout on the market. Right now, you can buy it half price. Go get it. PerfectSports.com. Use the code AP20 to save 20% on all this stuff. Hydro Splash to stay hydrated. Good combination here. Great flavor in the peach. Use that post-workout after the sauna sessions. You know we got to get those in. And then creatine. Justin mentions it during this episode. It's the most researched supplement in the market. Obviously, people have been using it for decades, and the research is there. If you want to be putting on size, adding strength, creatine is a supplement that you should be adding to your repertoire. Without further ado, let's get back to this episode featuring Justin. Thank you for tuning in. Again, big shout out to our partner, Perfect Sports Supplements, for powering the Athletes Podcast. Back to the show.
I mean, we can go down this road. It's like, I think creatine's a great supplement. I do. But is it right for you? Is it right for me? I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish? Where are you at? What are your deficiencies? Is it something that helps you? Is it something that doesn't? Quite frankly, when I take creatine, I feel worse.
Interesting.
When I take creatine, I feel worse.
Oh.
Like, I say this humbly.
Yeah.
I take my custom formulated supplementation. I take a protein powder and I eat really well according to what my deficiencies were. And that changes and adjusts every quarter based on my testing. Oh. I don't take anything else. And you saw me out there this morning.
Yeah.
Like the way I perform, the way I feel, the energy I have, I travel 7 to 14 days a month. I have massive energy. I don't have any brain fog. I don't have any issues showing up and performing. I don't have any issues putting on strength. My testosterone levels are 900, 1,000, 1,100 on any given testing day.
Yeah.
This is just normal functioning because I'm operating in a customized way. I'm not guessing, I'm not copying, and I'm not just complying to what some expert told me.
Yeah.
I've truly customized the journey, and it's available to everybody.
The results speak for themselves. It's been a pleasure, Justin. As always, I love chatting with you, and I could pick your brain for hours, I'm sure. For those athletes who are listening, who are like, okay, obviously, and for something I should be looking into, learning more about Own It. When you look at athletes or the general population nowadays, and we talked about just like the fact that there's
I always take that and I say it's not the general population, it's the specific population, the customized population. It's always the N of one solution. I still remember I did this in a talk. I said, I even went into a class in my master's program that said Gen Pop. Like general population. Like that was a class we took, was general population. There's nothing general about it. There's nothing like and that's just what's normal to us is like, let's speak in generality. So I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, it's good.
But again, just language correct.
Yeah, please. Specific pop. I love it. Let's transition to balance here because this is something that gets brought up. It's a buzzword in fitness, health, entrepreneurship. I like to bring up, some people don't like it in the comment sections, whatever. I don't think Michael Jordan was balanced. I don't think Tiger Woods was balanced. I don't think Serena Williams was balanced. I don't think Justin is necessarily balanced. That's my opinion. Do you strive for balance or do you strive for getting the work done and you put in the necessary inputs and the outputs will be balanced?
So I don't like the word balance.
Thank you.
I like the word rhythm.
Okay.
And I'll speak to this for a second. When people think balance, they think equal. And in the season of my life, in the time that I'm in the time of my life, I have a rhythm that works for me that won't work for me when I have kids. That won't work for me next year. Won't work for me in 5 years. Wouldn't have worked for me 5 years ago. But the rhythm that I've created and established for myself today works.
Yeah.
And so I don't like balance because balance equates to equality. When it's a rhythm, it's continually going back and forth. And this is where, to be honest with you, I have constant touch points with I break my life into really five areas: faith, relationships, myself. Or you can consider this like health, right? Friends and family and business. And these five things consist of ultimately my rhythm. Now, there's been times in my life where I've been out of rhythm. My priorities have been out of order. And so business became my number one priority. And I did everything at the expense
of the other four.
Where Now what happens is when we talk about priorities, priorities do not equal time spent. Understand that for a second. Priorities do not equal time spent.
Yeah.
I spend more time on my business than any of those other four. However, I put those other four on my calendar first. Nothing takes the place of my morning time in the Bible. Nothing takes the place of my morning workouts. Nothing takes the place of my alone time in the afternoon. Nothing takes the place of my Thursday night date night with my wife. Nothing takes the place of five dinners a week sitting at the dinner table with my wife. Nothing takes the place of our 5-second hug before we go and begin our day. Nothing takes the place of my call on Monday morning with my mom and my call on Friday afternoon with my dad. Nothing takes the place of making sure that I'm connecting with one of my friends on a Wednesday. However, when all of those things are in place, I still have time, energized time, focused time, mental clarity time, aligned time to work somewhere between 8 and 12 hours a day on my business.
Just ruthless with your schedule? Like your Google Calendar insane?
I'm just disciplined, like disciplined. And a lot of people would say, well, that's too regimented. And I'll come back and say, actually, structure equals freedom. Because when you're unscheduled, you're constantly having to think, oh, can I fit it in here? Can I fit it in here? Can I trade this for that? I have to ultimately start negotiating with myself. And the moment you negotiate with yourself, that's when all of a sudden you get feelings of doubt. Mm-hmm. You get feelings of insecurity. You get feelings of guilt because, oh, I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I really want to do this. And you make decisions off of feelings instead of making decisions off of standards. Mm-hmm. And when you have a standard for what you stand for, when you have a standard for what you're stepping into, when you have a standard that you won't cross, and you create structure in your life, that structure mm-hmm. now allows you to see, oh, you know what? I do have time here, or, oh, I am going to accept this, or quite frankly, no, I don't have time because this is what I've chosen and this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
And so it allows you to step in. And so you no longer have a hard decision. You just have a decision that determines your character.
Yeah. Which should be an easy one at the end of the day, once you break it down to that level, right? Yo, it's tough to be in anything but a positive mind state when you're in this haven. Dude, this is an incredible gym behind us here. You got your barrel sauna, own it. You got the cold plunge.
The outdoor shower.
You got everything.
I'll need to take a shower after this.
Hey, we got into it. You get excited on the Athletes Podcast. This is what happens. I can't thank you enough for all of your wisdom bringing us through a workout this morning. I'm glad I asked you about balance because that was an amazing answer. You do have a book coming out. Is there anything else that you want to talk about? I love to give space at the end of these conversations because ultimately I do this on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
We haven't chatted in 18 months. And like, you've done a lot. You've been everywhere. You've been chatting with Gary Brecka, 10X Health, whatever X, like anything else you want to share right now, highlight?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, my book coming out, this has just been like a God download, to be honest with you. And the endorsements that have come through from this, from Ben Greenfield to John Maxwell to John Gordon to a lot of the other experts in the field, that Peter Attia, that are really leaning in and like loving this. It's just been so humbling. We launch and we release in just about a month. I don't know when this will air, but April 23rd.
Okay.
We're on a push for New York Times status, which is pretty cool. Just because of the support for the book and the pre-orders, you can pre-order your copy at thepowerofownershipbook.com. And you'll get access to the vault of all of our information. You'll get access to a lot of different resources. You'll get access to 2 live webinars with me, and then be entered into to get some one-on-one work done. So it's really cool for what we're doing. You'll get actually discounted rates to get your cellular testing done and some of the custom supplementation. The other thing with the custom supplementation, only company that's NSF certified. Like, so we've got whole professional organizations, 7 professional teams in the 4 major leagues that are utilizing this because it's customized for the athlete. It's unique for them. And again, it's NSF certified. It's what they're looking for. And so for any athletes out there looking for that, ownittesting.com is where you can lean in there to be able to find that, get that done. Again, you sign up, mobile phlebotomist. They'll come right to you, get your blood draw done. You'll have your full debrief. You'll have the custom formulation made. And I just want to empower people to take ownership of their health. So many times we push the responsibility onto everybody else. We push the responsibility onto the medical system. We push it onto the experts. We push it onto the influencers. And we expect other people to tell us how we're doing. It's time to take ownership of your health. Know your numbers. Know your data. Know how it's functioning. Know how it's operating. Understand it. Because when you truly understand it, when you truly own it, that's when you can have true confidence in the direction you're going.
Justin Rothlingschofer, was that close enough?
You nailed it.
Did I? I was practicing with Evan before.
That's how I would have said it.
Dude, thank you for your time. So this good. Is amazing. 6 hours in Miami. It's already been a success. I'm sure we'll have you on again in the future. I got to get on N4. If you haven't yet, get on it. Rock some canes. Own it 15.
Own it 15.
Yo, to many more. Appreciate your time, man.
Appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next week for the 221st episode of the Athletes Podcast. Peace.